It's okay. It's okay. Kiss my wrist. Drink from me. See? Isn't that just so much better? I'm so sorry, love. I really couldn't help myself. What? You don't remember me, dear? How could you forget me? Even after you called me pretty. What? What about my parasol? Oh, that light behind your eyes. You're beginning to remember, aren't you? I was the table for one. The pale girl overdressed in clothes, like a 90s goth with a Victorian lady. With the sunglasses and the black sun parasol. You called me pretty, remember? Well, you did just seem to let it slip out, really. Hey. Stop squirming. You're still weak. Still weak from the embrace. You were my server. And you were perfect. You're naturally subservient, aren't you? You don't have to answer that. I already know the answer. And all I wanted to do was to make you mine. I needed it too. But I couldn't. Not then. And then I saw you again last night. What were you doing there? Out at a club? Did your friends drag you there? I'm sure you would never go somewhere like that alone. I watched you try to talk to girls at the bar. How many drinks did you buy? 5, 10, maybe. And you struck out every time, didn't you? Oh, don't be so embarrassed. It only proves that you weren't meant for anyone else. You didn't recognize me, did you? I was dressed differently then. I didn't have my parasol or my sunglasses, but my mini dress and thigh highs, they certainly caught your eyes, didn't they? See? That's the blush I long to see. You didn't know how to respond when a pretty girl approached you and offered you a drink, did you? You blushed so hard, just like you are right now. You didn't expect me to slip anything into your drink, did you? It was just a drop. A drop of my vitae. A drop of my blood. And you became so suggestible. You didn't have any problem following me home like a good, obedient boy. You didn't struggle or fight as I pushed you down against the bed. And you made out the most delightful little moan when I kissed your neck. Ooh, and the most adorable gasp when I bit it. And then when I sunk my fangs into your neck, you loved it, didn't you? Being fed off of, drained of blood. But I wasn't done with you. I didn't just want to feed off you. I wanted to own you. So I pressed my wrists against your lips, and you drank deep of my vitae. So obedient. So ready to serve. And with my vitae in your wings, you were reborn as my boy, my servant, my pet, my perfect child. What's that confused look on your face? You don't understand what I am, do you? Well, I'm a kindred, dear. A vampire. No, don't be scared, love. I'm not gonna kill you. If I wanted to, don't you think I would have done it by now? Why would I kill something as perfect as you? You're mine now, don't you get that? You were never particularly smart or strong or even attractive. But that doesn't matter. You're perfect for me. And I don't want an equal match, no. I want a servant. I want a pet. Someone to worship and admire me. You want that same thing, don't you? You're helpless and weak. And you need a strong hand in your life. Someone to belong to. And now that I've given you that, my love, I have given you everything you could ever want. So there. Just submit. Just accept your fate. My love. My darling. My boy. In public, you'll be my boyfriend and we'll go on dates and hold hands. Perfectly normal, just like the masquerade demands. Oh, don't look so confused. You don't have to know what's going on. You just have to obey me. But in private, when we're free to be ourselves and dance with the requiem of the night, you'll assume your true position as my perfect, subservient boy. I'll love you, and I'll feed off you, and Oh, I just can't take it. Drink from me, my boy, and I'll drink from you. Let me take off your clothes. You're still weak here. Drink of my vitae. There. Let me pull you in. Don't be afraid, my love. Put your face deep in my cunt. Oh, darling. Oh, you have such the perfect little tongue. Oh, look at you, looking up like a nervous little dog. Oh, yeah, you're just so eager to please, aren't you? you really are my perfect servant, aren't you? Yes, my love. Yes. Drink my wetness. Oh, my love. I'm coming. Oh, you're making me come. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was right. perfect, aren't you? Come here. Crawl up to me. Lay your head right here on my chest. You're just my perfect servant boy, aren't you? That's right. Drift to sleep. It's almost morning, my love. The time of Rec Room is over. We'll awaken again in the evening, and I'll show you all the rules and complexities of the Kindred. Oh, and I'll show you off to all my friends. I can't wait to introduce them to my perfect subservient boy. They'll be so jealous. But that's for tomorrow, isn't it, love?